You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, amen, hallelujah, and be glad in it. Father God, we love you. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we give you the glory. Father God, we give you the praise. Father God, we come to you, hallelujah, in this hour, amen, to worship you, hallelujah, in spirit and in truth. This is a time that we are quieting ourselves, that we are stepping out of the carnal, amen. We're stepping out of the natural, and we're stepping into the spirit. Listen, and we're stepping into truth. Come on, somebody. And we're stepping into truth. Because sometimes, many times, all the time, amen, God's truth and what the reality, amen, or what we see, or what we hear doesn't match. So we got to get the accurate report. We got to get the accurate diagnosis, amen. We got to get the truth. Come on, somebody. Say, I'm coming to get the truth. Thank you, Lord God. We're coming to get the truth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm coming to receive the truth from you today. And we thank you for it right now. And we thank you for it right now. Amen, hallelujah. Listen, as you receive the truth, don't be quick to discard it because it may seem too unrealistic or too fantastical or too too great. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. What the Holy Spirit speaks to us in this hour. First of all, let us sensitize ourselves to the Holy Spirit in this hour, in this moment, in this time. Let us practice becoming sensitive to the Holy Spirit, that even when we step outside of this hour, we're quick to pick up what the Holy Spirit is saying to us. Amen, someone. Yes, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, Father God, we sensitize ourselves. We become sensitive. Remove every thought. Make us aware of thoughts and mindsets and attitudes and narratives, amen, hallelujah, in fears and even words that other people ascribe to us or prescribe to us that keeps us from receiving your truth and keep us from being sensitive to your truth today, that we want to be transformed, hallelujah, to your truth, and we want to walk like you and talk like you and reflect you, and we want to experience your glory, hallelujah, in this day, in this hour, in this season of our lives, and we know it to be so, and we are expecting, hallelujah, to witness your miracle working power in our lives. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. And this day we continuing. Amen. We're continuing from last week when the Holy Spirit said, I dare you. I dare you to worship me. Amen. I dare you to worship me. And at first I want to read John. Hallelujah. First, I'm going to read John chapter 4, amen, starting with verse, thank you, Jesus, 23, and I'm going to read this today, I'm going to read from 23 to 26, Amen. Thank you, Lord. John chapter 4, verse 23 through 26. And the Bible reads, and the truth reads, but the hour is coming and is now here when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Are you a true worshiper? Amen. Somebody, you need to ask yourself, are you a true worshiper? You better ask. It's time that we act like true worshipers. Hallelujah. When the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Now I want to read these next two verses. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us. Jesus said to her, I am he, the one who is speaking to you. Amen. I am he, the one who is speaking to you. He is the one who is speaking to us today. He has come. He is risen. He is alive. Amen. Hallelujah. And he is speaking. He's come to speak to you and I today. Somebody say amen. Thank you, Father God, for speaking. Thank you, Father God, for speaking to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we worship. Come on. As we worship, thank you, Father God, for speaking to me. And so he says, I dare you to worship. That's what the Holy Spirit, that's what I heard in the Spirit about a week and a half ago. Amen. I dare you to worship me. And so we're going to continue with this challenge of worshiping God. And why is it a challenge? Amen. Because that's how I articulated it when I heard it. I dare you. It's a challenge. I challenge you in that crisis to worship me. Amen. I challenge you, hallelujah, in that place of lack to worship me. I challenge you in that place of strife, in that place of struggle, to worship me. I challenge you in that place of pursuing, seeking, those seeking a job, to worship me. I challenge you in that place of sickness, or a loved one in a place of sickness. I challenge you to worship me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why is it, and then solving it, why is it a challenge? Because in those situations and in those circumstances, we are maybe me, okay, maybe me, are not quick to worship, and it doesn't make sense in the heat of a moment, amen, that will be the thing to do. When in the natural, so many other things that I need to do. I don't have time, hallelujah, to worship. Amen, somebody? Amen. So God is telling us in this season, he's telling us in this day, come on, why I get comfy? Come on, I'm worshiping why I get comfy. Come on, somebody, in your uncomfortable places, I challenge you to worship me. Let that be our first instinct. Let that be the first thing that we turn to, that we decide to do. I hear the Holy Spirit. That's the prescription in this hour. Come on. Come on. The Bible, though, as we just read, says that God is a spirit. Amen. And as we are his children, amen, who have received Jesus Christ as our Savior, amen, we too are spirits. We are spirits who have a soul and that live it in the body. But so often, maybe some of us, few of us, I don't know, maybe it's just me, okay? We turn to the physical realm to figure things out, and we turn to the physical realm, amen, the natural realm, the carnal realm to achieve success, and we turn to the natural realm, amen, to handle our business, hallelujah, and we turn to the natural realm when we ought to be turning to the spiritual realm first. If God is a spirit, then I need to meet you in the spirit. Come on, somebody. Listen to y'all. Amen. Listen, I got some proof of that. Come on. I got some proof. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5. Amen. The Bible says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not carnal. But they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We have weapons, hallelujah, that are available to us. Paul is letting the Corinthians know, and thus letting us know how we ought to fight. Amen. And our fight is not like everyone else. Hallelujah. And so we are to fight in the spirit, and we are to seek in the spirit. I'm reminded, hallelujah, Matthew 6 tells us that we are to seek God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then what happens as we do that? All things are added unto us, which reminds me what the Holy Spirit said. And when he put challenge, I dare you to worship me. He said that when we bless him, he's going to bless us. Come on, somebody. There's something that happens when we pursue our Father in the Spirit. There's something that happens. God said that when we exalt him, he's going to exalt us. Come on, somebody. Who's looking, amen, to be repositioned, amen? Well, God says when we position him as numero uno, when we position him, amen, on the pedestal, hallelujah, and we take our rightful position, bow down. I hear the Holy Spirit says he is positioning us and repositioning us in perfect position of a purpose and promise. Come on, prosperity is what I hear. Amen. Come on. So in this process of taking on the challenge of God, you know what? I'm gonna worship you. Even when my natural self and all my feelings are saying, I don't have time to do this. Do you know how I'm feeling? I don't feel like doing this. God is reminding us in this hour, in this season, what we ought to do. Where things are going to be handled. They're going to be handled on our knees. Where things are going to change, they're going to change with our arms lifted up high. Amen. Ooh! Which reminds me of Moses and Aaron and her and, wait a minute, hold on. We're going to pull it up. Come on. Somebody say pull it up. Give me a second while I pull it up and we read it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Exodus chapter 17, y'all. Come on, somebody. Exodus chapter 17. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 17. Let's take our time and go to it. Exodus chapter 17. We're going to start reading at verse 12. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Listen, this is when Israel, the nation of Israel, the children of Israel, God's chosen people, amen, were fighting against Amalek. Amen. And these are the instructions. Starting at verse 9, we see the instructions. Moses said to Joshua, choose some men for us to go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses told him and fought with Amalek, while Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Whenever Moses held his hands, Israel prevailed. Hello. Moses held up his hands, Israel prevailed. And whenever he lowered his hands, come on, somebody say, whenever he stopped worshiping, Amalek prevailed. The enemy prevailed. But Moses' hands grew weary, so they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held up his hands on one on one side and the other on the other side. So his were said, defeated Amalek and his people with the sword. How do we fight? Amen. Right here. You get in your prayer closet, you get in your house, you get in your car, and it's right here. Amen. Then we receive the instructions on what we need to do when we go out into the natural. Then, come on, because I hear the Lord saying sometimes the instruction may be sit still. I got this. Sit still. Don't move. When we want to move. Amen. And if we're taking things into our own hands and then we're moving when the real instruction is sit still, then we're getting in our own way and we messing stuff up. Amen. I dare you to worship me. I dare you to worship me right there where you are going through what you're going through. Amen. Instead of all the thoughts, amen, and staying up night and worrying that is unproductive and don't amount to anything. I dare you to worship me. I dare you to worship me. And so I want to look at the me, and I dare you to worship me. I want to look at the me, amen. Who is the me that God is saying, I want you to worship me? Who is God, amen? Let us become familiar with the God that he's saying, worship me. Come to me. Let's see the me, what he can do, what he's able to do, amen, hallelujah. Because again, remember the Holy Spirit said, when you bless me, God, when you bless me, I'm going to bless you. Amen. So when we tap into me, Yahweh, the great I am, we're receiving which he has. Amen. Well, before we get into last week, I want to turn to Genesis 18. Mm-hmm. As we discover the me, familiarize ourselves with the great I am, with God Almighty, as we refamiliarize ourselves, amen. In any successful relationship of any kind, amen, you got to stay at that place of being acquainted, getting acquainted, getting reacquainted, amen. Put it in the effort. That's why it stays fresh. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's where it stays moisturized. Amen. Amen. Genesis 18. Oh, thank you, Father God. Genesis 18. Mm-hmm. I want to read, amen, about the Lord who spoke to Abraham about Sarah. Let's read it. Let's read it. Right? Because this is who we are worshiping. Hey, amen. This is who we are worshiping. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to start. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to start at verse 9 in chapter 18. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. They said to him, where is your wife, Sarah? Who is they? This is the Lord. Amen. The Lord showed up with two angels. Hallelujah. And shows up to the tent of Abraham. And there's an exchange that happens. And Abraham asks them to stay. And it's in this course of staying and in being together, amen, hallelujah, Abraham with the Lord and the Lord with Abraham conversing and speaking to one another. Ooh, I want to be in that place. How many want to? I want to be in that rich place. Oh, yes, Lord. See, I want to be in that spiritual rich place, amen. And they said to him, where is your wife, Sarah? And he said, there in the tent. Then one said, I will surely return to you in due season, and your wife, Sarah, shall have a son. And Sarah was listening at the tent entrance behind him. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in age. Come on. Somebody say, the odds are against them. Mm-hmm. It has ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, after I have grown old and my husband is old, shall I have pleasure? She's speaking about having a child. Come on. And the Lord said to Abraham, why does Sarah laugh and say, shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old? Is anything too wonderful for the Lord? At the set time, I will return to you in due season, and Sarah shall have a son. But Sarah denied, saying, I did not laugh, for she was afraid. And he said, oh, yes, you did laugh. Amen. And in the King James, it says, where it says, is anything too wonderful? Where God says, is there anything too wonderful for the Lord? James says, is it the me that we're seeking and that we're talking to and that we're worshiping the Lord, where nothing is too wonderful and nothing is too great and nothing is too impossible? Come on. And nothing is too hard and nothing is too complicated. So why wouldn't I run to him first? Show me a man and I can show you limitations. Come on, somebody. Because we run the man. Show me a man and I can show you limitations. Show me God. Amen. And there's ain't man one limitation. Yep, just like that. Ain't man one limitation. Can nothing stop him? Can nothing perplex him and be like, oh, well, how am I going to do this? In fact, that is amen. So be encouraged if you see a dead end today, and be encouraged, amen, if you see darkness or dimness, and be encouraged, hallelujah. Come on, somebody. If something is complicated to you or you don't see how it's going to be worked out, be encouraged, because as you worship and as we and as I worship God Almighty, as I worship the Lord, that which he is able to do, which is all things, I now become a part of that. Impossibilities being possibilities, amen. I now am operating and flowing out of that. We now become available, amen, hallelujah, to receive all of that. I even see it like we, as we worship, it's us stepping back, amen, and allowing God to take the lead and take over. Come on. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Mm-hmm. See, doesn't it make it easier, amen, and to be like, okay, I'm gonna worship. Last week we explored scripture of Jehovah Jireh and how Abraham met Jehovah Jireh. The Lord shall provide, it shall be seen. He met him by following the instructions. He met Jehovah Jireh by obeying, amen, by obeying the instructions of the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm going to meet Jehovah Jireh as I obey the instructions of just to worship. As I provide worship, oh, I hear the Holy Spirit, y'all. As we provide worship to the Lord, come on, as I get comfy again. As we provide worship to the Lord, God is providing that which you need financially. God is providing that which you need emotionally. God is providing that which you need relationally. God is providing that which you need. Come on. Occupationally, God is providing without limitations and without hesitation as we provide worship. God, thank you. Jehovah Jireh, thank you. Jehovah Jireh, thank you. Jehovah Jireh, we worship you. The Lord, Jehovah Jireh, is Hebrew. The Lord shall provide, it shall be seen. Look, can we just take this moment right now? Can we just take this moment right now and worship Jehovah Jireh? Amen. Hallelujah. Stand in that place of more bills than finances. Stand in that place, even of everything, all the finances being good. Amen. Hallelujah. But it doesn't mean that there's not more to access. The Lord said that he will bless us to be a blessing. Amen. So even as he's blessed us, are we functioning in the obedience of being the blessing as he called us to be? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Come on. We putting it in the application right now. We're not going to wait. Hallelujah. I'm doing it now, Lord God. We're worshiping you now. In spirit and in truth. Last week, again, we spoke about I am in Exodus 3:14, when the Lord, when Yahweh showed up to Moses and gave Moses his assignment. Come on, somebody. Come on. Your assignment, your purpose, revelation of who you are is right here in our worship. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Even things so great, too great, that you never even thought of, we receive it right here. We receive it right here. We receive it. Sometimes God will speak something so great to us that we got to receive it in the spirit first in worship, and be careful not to reject it in the natural, because we stand in the natural and we so drenched in the natural and conformed to the natural that we can't receive what the spirit has given us. So that's why we got to go here in the spirit. I got to be in the spirit to receive that in the spirit. Amen. And we said, when he showed up and Moses said, well, who do I say sent me? Who do I say sent me? And he said, I am that I am. Eyah in the Hebrew is Eyah Asa Eyah. And it means I exist. Hallelujah. I am. You can't put, there's no like ceiling on me. There's no like, this is who I am and that's it. So he had to say, I am. Because everything you're going to need going into Egypt, everything you're going to need going to Pharaoh, all the miracles that I want to do through you. Come on, somebody. And to exit out of Egypt and to go through the wilderness the way that I'm sending you. Amen. It's I am. I am everything that you need. Come on, somebody say, he is everything. So I dare you to worship me because I am everything that you need. Sometimes we get and we think, oh, I need a relationship. Oh, I need this. Oh, I need that. No, God is everything that we need so that we're not functioning and operating out of emptiness. Amen. And I'm not functioning and operating out of desperation. And I'm not functioning and operating out of a thirstiness. But the only thirsty that I am is thirsty for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And then because he's quenching that thirst, I'm not choosing wrong, and I'm not deciding wrong. That's the same thing, choosing and deciding, right? And I'm not going in the wrong directions, and I'm not settling for the wrong things, or I'm just not settling at all. So we worship. Listen, I know that God is speaking to some of us, all of us, one of us. Okay, maybe me, that this is truly the answer. This is truly how that problem is going to get solved. This is truly the place of transformation. This is truly, amen, the place of the miracle signs and wonders. Why? Because we're walking intimately here at this place of worship with Christ Jesus, amen, our Lord and Savior, and with God, our Father. And I'm reminded of in the Bible that every person that walked with Jesus, amen, that walked with Jesus experienced, saw him move miraculously and wonderfully and do signs, amen, and raise the dead, amen. And I'm reminded that as Moses listened to Yahweh and did what Yahweh told him to do and believe not what he saw and what he felt at the beginning at the burning bush, amen, in Midian, when he was believing that he wasn't a good speaker, amen, but when he grabbed hold to the truth of God, he saw God do what he didn't think could happen with himself. He saw God do miracles. He saw God turn water, amen, into blood. He saw God deliver a nation. He saw God, hallelujah, take that nation that was once oppressed and burdened, amen, and cause them to plunder the Egyptians and walk out with gold, literally. He saw Pharaoh, amen, who thought that he had power over a people. He saw him and his army drown, hallelujah, in the Red Sea. He saw a Red Sea part. Come on. He saw a water come out of a rock. He was the one, amen, to smite the rock. Amen. Hallelujah. He was the one. Come on, somebody. That as we read earlier, he saw how God gave them the victory through this worship on the mountain. He saw, come on. Yes, Lord. He saw, hallelujah. He saw manna. He saw them, not him, in about 2 million, amen, be fed every day from the sky, manna in quail. So when God is telling us that I dare you to worship, it's because he wants us to experience something that we have not experienced before. It's because he wants us to see something that we haven't saw before. It's because he wants us to do something that we never even do. It's because to experience his miracle signs and wonders and see, hallelujah, cancer, bow down to the word of the Lord and see sickness moved out, terminal illnesses, amen, hallelujah, become ineffective, hallelujah. It's because God wants to do a new thing in this time, in this season.
And so we got to step out of the carnal. And we got to step out of the everyday norm. To those odd, unusual, strange things are normal to us. Uh-huh. We the Bible, amen. We the Bible. In the New Testament, we see people being awed and amazed and calling the acts of Jesus, hallelujah, through God Almighty, strange, amen. So when God says worship, so when God says worship, and no matter how foolish it may sound or be to our natural, because we already have been told through scripture, amen, that the Paul says that the foolish things, I mean, that the natural things will, spiritual things will be deemed foolish by the natural. And when we already know that our God will use the foolish things to confound the wise, so why not what seems, worship seems foolish. Oh, wait, but hold on. God used the foolish things to confound the wise. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. I worship you, Lord God. I worship you. How quick and how fast will we be, will we surrender to the doing of a millionaire or a billionaire? Amen. Of doing that which in the natural we see, oh yeah, they can really make it happen for me. How fast will we get into a place, you know, come on, networking. How fast will we get into a place, amen, oh, I got to go be in right in that position, right at that party, right in front of them. I got to just get in front of them. I got to just get in front of them so they can see me, because then they can really make some moves for me. But how about we got to get right? I got to get right in front of God. I got to get right in front of Yahweh, because when I get in front of God, he'll take even those who don't like me and cause those who don't like me to bless me. He'll take those that are not even on my radar, amen, to pop up out of and from out of nowhere and to move on my behalf and fight on my behalf. And wait, I never even met you before. Amen, hallelujah. He'll cause deposits to come into my account, amen, and people to deposit into my account, and we never even had a conversation. Oh, the Holy Spirit is talking. Are we listening? Shut up. We're quick to follow, well, some of us, if we are wise, to follow instructions, amen, of doctors. But I'm reminded that my Father, he is a great physician, amen. He is healer. Come on. He is healer. Ooh, let's turn. Hold on. I'm going to find it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. The Lord is our healer. The Bible says that by his stripes, we are healed. We need to start professing that. Amen. Hallelujah. Someone who's fighting a physical battle right now needs to profess. No, by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. You are healed. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We lift up those who are physically fighting a battle. Come on. Physically ailing. Hallelujah. Rabashiki and Rabasaya. Rebo Godia Rabasaya. And we declare that your life whole and well right now. We thank you for releasing your healing grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Come on. We are not only are we learning on this, but we are applying it immediately. Somebody said, I'm applying this immediately. It's not a game. It's not a game. I believe this truth.
Amen. I believe. And the difference between those who believe and don't believe is the one who believe will see. You will see. You will touch. You will experience. That is for sure. Come on. Hallelujah. Look what he tells. Look what he speaks to. We were talking about the Holy Spirit was speaking about the children of Israel walking through the wilderness per God. They were, following God through the wilderness. Amen. Some of us might be in a wilderness place, but you are following God. And because you are following God, he took you this route. Amen. So don't let go. Hallelujah. And don't stop and look around. Hallelujah. Don't look at the wilderness. Don't get caught up on the wilderness. Our worship, keep our eyes fixed on Yahweh. I'm not taking my eyes off you, God. Look what he says, Exodus 15, verse 26. He said, if you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight and give heed to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will not bring upon you any of the diseases that I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. I am Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord who heals you. So we thank you, oh God, that as we worship, you are healing. Come on, this goes with what he said. You bless me, I bless you. So as we worship, any part of us that needs healing, mind, body, or soul, we worship, you heal. We worship, heaven is opened, unlocked. Amen, in poured out on us. How many believe that you can experience heaven on earth right now? How many believe? Well, I believe. I believe. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. As we worship God, the Holy Spirit is reminding me of this because last week it was the same thing. So let me just take. Last week, it was the same thing. I had keys in my hand. I had keys. Amen. And this week, I just, they were in my pocket. And as I was coming to prepare for this hour, I realized I still had these keys. And then again, remember earlier say about being sensitive to catch what the Holy Spirit is saying. That as we worship, he gives us keys to new levels, amen, keys to new platforms, keys, amen, hallelujah, to access new realms and keys to access new dimensions and keys, amen, open doors, hallelujah, that have been closed to us, amen, that we know about and doors that we did not even know existed. I hear the Lord saying there's doors in plain sight, but it doesn't appear to be a door. I'm reminded of those movies, like, you know, like a Harry Potter or something, and they have doors, and it looks like a wall. Come on, somebody. And it looks like a wall until they push it or do something, and then it accesses a whole nother world. A whole new world. Thank you, Lord. Amen. As we worship, God brings us into a land. We have a key, amen, to a land flowing with milk and honey. Are you receiving? Are you receiving today your land flowing with milk and honey? So God, we thank you. Last week I said it, your homework is to worship. This week again, you got some homework. Somebody say, I got some homework. My homework is to worship. What you doing this week? I'm worshiping. Amen. And I'm not just saying this. I'm doing it myself and without revealing so much of the testimony. But the testimony is I worship. I had to worship on the thing. And the thing rose up and it was like a no. Amen. And I was like, no, you said, Lord God, worship. So in continue to press in and worship. This is how much I can tell you in this hour. Amen. And so I said, nope, worship. And then I will go back out. Amen. And as per Jesus,
do what I have to do in the natural. But then every time those feelings arise up, I'm like, nope, God, you said worship. And then on another side, then that looks like, okay, it's going to be. And then something else rolls up. Oh, I don't have time to have no reaction. God, you say worship. And so then I, again, worshiped. And it worked out in my favor. And it worked out how God said it was going to work out. Didn't mean that I didn't see opposition. Didn't mean that I didn't see, oh, it looks like it's not going to happen the way God, you said it's going to happen. But I stayed in that place of worship. Stayed in that place of worship. 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 I dare you to worship me. Amen. I dare you to worship the Lord Almighty. I dare you to worship in this pandemic. I dare you to worship. He calls you to be successful. He calls you to start a business and grow and be successful in the midst of a pandemic. I dare you to worship. Come on. I dare you to get up in that situation and just worship. Get in that room and worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the ingredient. That's the prescription. That's what's needed. Worship. And so, God, we worship you. And God, I thank you, Jesus, stays at the place of worshiping you, that we can receive transformation and mind renewal as we worship and we bless your name in Jesus' name. Listen, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaberekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha, Viko Neka Yisa Adonai Panavalacha, Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. Until next week, y'all worship. Do your homework. Do your homework and see what happens. Amen. And email me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, with Mika. Thank you, Jesus, with Mika at gmail.com. Email me your testimony so I can share. Worship. I know that God, that you will see God move in extraordinary ways. I know this to be so. God bless you. Shalom, shalom. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.